This is the Craft of Coaching podcast, where you'll learn about how to become a life coach with a strong skill set through understanding the craft of coaching. I'm Kate Swoboda, also known as Kate Courageous. As the director of a life coach training program called the Courageous Living Coach Certification Program, I'm passionate about the craft of coaching and how we evolve the skills and the industry. Learn more about our program at teamclcc.com. And here's today's episode.
Hey, everybody, it's Kate, and I've got a special treat for this particular episode. I get to interview my best friend. I'm pretty excited about that. Valerie Tux, T-O-O-K-E-S. She is a truly phenomenal person. We've known each other for a really long time. She actually knew me before I even was a life coach. She will tell people sometimes that she remembers when I was, you know, just that first time that I was hanging out with her. And I was like, so I'm going to do this like coaching thing. It's something we like to say, actually, to share in all transparency with those who attend the Courageous Living Coach Certification, because Valerie remembers when I started with zero. I didn't have any fancy connections or anything to make a life coaching practice work. I didn't have any business experience. At the time, I thought you had to have a bunch of business experience to make a coaching practice work, which is definitely not true. And, you know, she's watched me build my business. She's watched as I've done retreats in Italy and California, and she's watched as I've enrolled every year of the Courageous Living Coach Certification. She's seen the program grow. She's seen the program become ICF accredited. She's been there for everything. And Valerie is just so knowledgeable and passionate about health and wellness coaching, but she comes from a different perspective than you might think. She has a graduate degree in nutrition. She has certifications from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. She has taught every year of the Courageous Living Coach Certification. She is also our health and wellness coordinator for our major concentrations. And the short explanation of what our major concentrations are is that everybody who goes through CLCC has the general core coaching curriculum that they can use to work with clients anywhere. And if someone wants optional additional training in health and wellness, they can decide to add on a major concentration. And so this is Valerie's domain. She's the one who is our health and wellness coordinator, helping to give that additional health and wellness training to our Courageous Living Coach Certification trainees. So here we go. Sit back, enjoy. This is my interview with Valerie, in which we're going to talk about how to help clients really come into relationship with their bodies as their bodies are, as the place that you root into for delivering some beautiful health and wellness coaching. Here we go. Awesome. All right. Well, so I was telling you right before we started officially recording that I really see your work as being about honoring the body. And in some cases, that means honoring the body in terms of letting go completely of the diet paradigm. In other cases, that means honoring the body, and it's very dependent on the client, as being about, I actually do have a dietary change I want to make, or an exercise change I want to make, or an actual weight loss change that I want to make. I suppose probably you also meet people who maybe want to gain weight as a change they want to make, but some kind of shifting in those areas. I thought I'd start by asking you, how do you like to talk about what you do?
Like to frame the work that I do as a health and wellness coach as a development of a relationship with the physical body that a person finds themselves in. Part of For me, it's really interesting because people will certainly find me and find my work and have their thoughts about what it is that they want to establish as goals when we're beginning our coaching relationship. But something that I've really come to recognize about me as a coach, as well as the work that I do, is that I have this underlying goal for everyone, which is to develop and to deepen a relationship with their physical body, because so many people that I work with just have this contentious sort of tug of war with their body. And with that type of relationship, like, so much negative energy comes with that. And so any way that I can help someone develop a friendly relationship with their body and maybe even get to a place of, like, love and respect the goals that they have for themselves, even if they don't physically sort of change the goal that they want for themselves, the way that we go about reaching that goal changes, and the energy with which we approach it changes, because it's much, much friendlier way to approach working with the body.
Mm. Yeah, I love that, that the relationship with the body someone is in. And that makes me think of, in the Courageous Living Coach certification, we have a module that is about relationships, and we talk about relationship with the body. And you always read the letter that you share with your clients that I just love hearing you read every year. It never gets old. Even, you know, we have a new cohort of trainees, but it never gets old to hear you read the letter, "Dearest Body of Mine."
Yes, I love that letter, and almost always, I won't say 100%, but almost always I start my very first coaching session with a brand new client with that letter. And part of the ritual of using that letter, and I send it to people before our first coaching session, kind of in their welcome packet. And so they certainly will read through it. And the letter has space if they want to add something that they would like to kind of commit to their body. But there is something very different when, during that first session, I have the person read the letter out loud. And essentially, it's this beautiful, loving, welcoming letter between the client and the body that they're in. And it has probably 12 to 15 different lines. And each line is a different promise or commitment that they're making to their body, about adorning their body with comfortable clothes and shoes, about recognizing that unexpressed emotions affect the body. And as the person reads the letter out loud, and it's not at all about reading it to me, but it's really about reading it to themselves, oftentimes I will hear, like, a change in their voice. Some people, you know, they're like, all right, I'm just going to read through this really quickly. But then as they start to hear the words, there is often, like, a slowing down. Sometimes people will express some level of emotion because some of the lines evoke something for them. And when we get to the end of the letter, then my questions for them often begin with, well, how was that for you? How is it for your body to hear you commit these things to yourself? And that just becomes such a beautiful entry into the work that we do together. And in some ways, it makes very explicit my approach to health coaching, which is, it's going to be about supporting and loving the body that you're in.
Mm. I love hearing that it's like so often in coaching, and I'm thinking about the takeaway for Craft of Coaching listeners, because so often in coaching, mm-hmm. it's like, let's hurry up and set our goals and move over there where those goals are. And what I hear in what you are describing with having people read this letter to themselves is really rooting down into, no, we're not rushing to over there. We're first, and you said it from the very beginning of us talking today, we're first developing a relationship with the body someone is in, as in the one they're in right now. And even with the examples that you give about comfortable clothing, for instance, or the impact of emotion on the body, you're speaking to the fact that this relationship with the body is so much more than food and exercise. And to me, that is one of the most important things about what you do, and that lens of the body only being experienced through food and exercise is one of the most pernicious and harmful things about the diet industry.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is, I think one of the things that I think gets or can get lost in terms of maybe coaching in general, but specific to health coaching, is we often, as you say, we kind of rush to what the goal is. How can I change this body so that I will feel a particular way? And the thing is, you are in the body that you are in today, right now. And while you may want to go a specific place in terms of a goal, the way that you get there or the way that you approach that goal matters. And if the motivation for that goal is because then I will feel happier, or then I will find a partner, or I will some external motivation for wanting to, say, lose weight. If you are kind of manipulating or what's the word that I'm looking for? If you're trying to really squish yourself into some dietary model so that you can lose X number of pounds, so that you can feel the way that you want to feel, well, for me as a coach, and what I think is important to remember, is the goal is actually to feel the way that you want to feel. It's actually not about the amount of weight that you want to lose. It's about feeling the way that you want to feel when you get there. And mm-hmm. so for me, let's work on why you want to feel that way. Let's look at, are there places where you're already feeling some level of that and build on that? And if the weight piece is maybe a little bit part of that, we can certainly work on that and talk about that and maybe establish a goal around that. But I would say 9 times out of 10, it isn't about that number, but it's about the way that people want to feel. Mm-hmm. And if you can feel that way now in the body that you're in, how cool and amazing is that? That you get the thing that you want without sort of manipulating or harming your body in some physical way, trying to lose some arbitrary amount of weight. It's just such a different way to approach it. And like, don't even get me started on the diet industry and how harmful that is. But I work really hard to not reinforce that energy that just feels like it's pervasive in our society. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so a question that I had for you that just came up for me, Because I'm guessing that there are probably some craft of coaching listeners who are going to start to hear this and maybe weren't aware or weren't thinking about alternative models of working on health and wellness, which I feel like yours is an alternative to the traditional model that most people hear about or know about with health and wellness is like, we got to get you onto a certain air quotes clean diet, got to get you onto a certain type of exercise program. That's health and wellness. And you're talking about something so much more, so much broader and more holistic, which is why you're into holistic health. But I could imagine that, so I could imagine there are some people who are kind of like, oh, this is new for me to consider this alternative model. I could imagine that there are other coaches who are health and wellness practitioners already who are very aligned with what you're describing. And they get a lot of clients who are only thinking diet and exercise, got to lose weight, diet and exercise, got to lose weight, diet. And then those clients come to them and they're kind of not sure what to do. And so I'm curious about how, in your experience, what the things are that you're doing to connect with the clients who are aligned with what you're after, and or if there's anything in particular that you offer to a client if they show up to a first session and they are clearly in that diet industry paradigm. Is there anything that you do with them that helps them to see what else is possible? So it's kind of a two-part question. Is there anything you're doing to sort of screen so that the right people are coming to you? And if somebody who isn't aligned with your vision for what health coaching can be comes to you, is there anything that you invite them to do, inquire about, et cetera, to perhaps shift into this vision that you have?
Sure. I think in terms of the first part of the question, in terms of doing some level of screening of people so that kind of the right, quote unquote, right kind of client finds me, I think that when people look at my website and read the things that I share there, you get a really good sense of the things that I'm about as a coach. You're not going to find the word diet on my website. You're not going to find the word weight loss on my website. But the words that I use and the intention that I put into my website is, and in everything that I kind of write and that I share, is all about that relationship with the body. And even the name of my business, like Her Holistic Health, the her in that is the person that you see in the mirror. And what do you think about and what do you say when you see yourself in the mirror? Like, that's the thing that I'm really interested in. And so I think people get a really good sense there. But it's also true that when I send out my welcome packet, part of it is a person writing out what they want their goals to be for the first month that we're working together, for 3 months from now, for 6 months from now. And they bring that to the first session. And after we talk about the letter, we start to unpack the goals that they've set for themselves. And oftentimes people have weight goals on their list of what it is that they'd like to work on. And part of what I do in that first session is we start to unpack those goals and look at the motivation for them. So, for example, if someone has, okay, in 3 months, I want to have lost 15 pounds. Well, we'll talk about that. Well, what does that mean for you to lose 15 pounds? Why is that number important to you? What do you think will change if you are able to do this? And then we talk a little bit about, well, what happens if you were to lose 12 pounds? Would you be disappointed? Would there be some kind of something about that for yourself? Is that number, that specific number, the important piece, or is it the feelings that you want to have if and when you get there? And invariably, there's some kind of feeling that the person wants to get to. And then we spend some time in that territory, looking at the motivation. And so that truly is why I feel like part of my, I like to think of it often as like a covert goal for everybody, is really to come to love the body that they're in. Because at the beginning, oftentimes they don't love the body that they're in. It's sometimes they hate the body that they're in. And so I really try to weave in as much as possible on-call exercises or offer practices that will help them to connect to their bodies in a different way. And the more that the person kind of opens up that space of, oh, well, this body isn't so bad. You know, it's doing these positive things for me. I enjoy these things in my body. The more the person lets go a little bit of the number and the weight goal, and they step toward the feeling of loving themselves, or at least liking themselves and liking their bodies, because that's such a stronger place to come from. And you make much different choices when you are really caring for your body versus, I hate this body and I'm gonna manipulate it to my will so that it's a size that I think it should be.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I think I'm going to drop this in here and correct me if you feel like I should, you know, shift or phrase it in a different way. But as my BFF, I have heard you talk about this enough that I think it's, I think I could probably say and speak for you a little bit in saying that like the process of being in relationship with your body, it truly is a process. Like some people are going to be starting at a place of like, who and what is this body even? Very much like meeting an actual person. Like you meet someone at a party and you're not immediately like, you know what, I'm just going to look, you know, it's like, okay, so just met you at a party. Like, who's this person? Seem like we have anything in common? Is anything maybe we might want to talk about? And then it's like, oh, okay, we both have this in common. Well, then, okay, we can engage about that for a little bit. Oh, I'm learning more about you. And then it becomes, I think I kind of like you and I'll spend more time with you. And then it becomes, oh, I think we're becoming friends. And then it becomes, the more I spend time with you, the more I like you, and the more I feel like you're my friend. And then it can become actually love and adore you. And
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I wanted to put that in there just because, so the conditioning that we are all swimming in, and I don't think this is gender dependent, although of course, particularly cisgender women get a lot more of this conditioning, but I think men get it too. I think everybody gets some kind of conditioning about how they're air quotes supposed to look. And so given that we all have received this conditioning, the coaches who are listening to Craft of Coaching are going to need to unpack some of their own conditioning as well, and also do the work of getting into relationship with their own bodies if they're going to be as effective as they can be in supporting clients. So for the last question today, I wanted to ask, is there a particular habitual practice that you yourself engage in that helps you to stay in better relationship with your own body? And I'm thinking of something that, you know, this practice might be one that a listener would be like, oh, that's a great idea. I need to do that too. And I mean, certainly we could go in a different direction with other practices, but I am very curious about your own.
Sure. That's such a great question, because all of this work that I'm doing with clients is absolutely born out of my own personal experience and the way that I've come to really inhabit the body that I'm in and really love the body that I'm in. And I think a practice that is really wonderful that I find myself doing, particularly a lot lately, since sheltering in place, and I happen to be sheltered by myself, so I don't have kind of other people around, is I have what I call kind of a high practice. And what that is basically when I walk by a mirror and I catch myself in the mirror, looking myself in the eye, and I will say something positive to myself. Oftentimes it's like, hi. Lately I've been saying, hi, pretty, when I see myself in the mirror. But what I love about that is oftentimes the mirror can be like this reflection of all the things that we see are negative about our body. And so to flip that view of the mirror and have it to feel more like an invitation when you look into the mirror and when you see yourself can be such a beautiful opening. And it's very similar to what you just described as, oh, I see this person across the room, kind of, you know, you make eye contact and you're like, oh, hi. And the more that you do it, the more that you look at yourself, and rather than looking for the things that are wrong, you look at the things that are right. You look at the things that feel good today, like, oh, wow, that color looks really good on you. Like you might say that to a friend or to a person. What would it be like to look at yourself in the mirror and go, oh, you look really great in that shirt today? And whether you say it out loud, and for me, sometimes I say it out loud, sometimes it's a mental thing, but I just love that as a really simple, basic way to connect to the body through something that might have, or currently for people, might have a negative energy or a negative charge to it, to be able to approach it from that friendly place of, hi, it's good to see you. And then each time that you do that and approach it, it becomes a little softer, it becomes a little easier, it becomes more of an invitation to really appreciate something about your body and eventually come to be this place where you're loving on your body. It's just fun. I love it. So.
I love that. The thing I love about it is that it's a very experiential form of cognitive reframing, which is a very common coaching tool, but usually we just do it when we work on that with our clients, or when we're doing it ourselves. We're cognitively reframing an inner critic voice of some kind. And this to me seems like a really experiential form of cognitive reframing with a cue. And since I'm all about the habit formation, you know, I love a cue. So it's like, it's creating a habit because you've got the cue of looking in the mirror, the routine of saying, hi, pretty, and the reward of feeling some kind of, you know, I'm not even in front of a mirror right now, but when I say it out loud in that with that warmth and that care, there's a kind of pleasure that fills my body. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a really kind way to regard the self. And I also, knowing what your apartment and everything looks like, I just have this vision now of you in your apartment doing this. So it's like, you know, and I love that image. So thank you for sharing that. I think it's a great one for people to take on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to develop that.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on The Craft of Coaching. And if people would like to learn more about what you're up to, where would you like them to go?
Well, I am in the process of creating a brand new website, so it will be up shortly. But you can either visit my old website or you will visit my brand new website, but all of it's at herholistichealth.com.
Yay. All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a moment to give us a rating in iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, so helpful, because that helps other people to learn about this podcast and also listen in. You might also want to become a subscriber so that you always get the latest episodes. If you head over to the Courageous Living Coach Certification website at teamclcc.com, that's teamclcc.com, and sign up to be a subscriber, not only will you get the first information about whenever we open up enrollment, you will also get access to a number of bonuses, like our Become a Coach video series, invitations to webinars on the craft of coaching, and so much more. So I hope that I see you over there. Once again, thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.